ओम शांति। दिस मॉर्निंग टॉपिक एंड दिस आफ्टरनून टॉपिक इज सो क्लोज टू ईच अदर, सो वील डिस्कस रिमेम्बरेंस विच इज ऑफ कोर्स अ पार्ट ऑफ द साइलेंस ऑल्सो। The experience is remembrance, meditation is a stage of creativity. It's a great creativity in our mind through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our visualization. And in the path of devotion, we did have the different kind of understanding, which was more gross. We were in the state of body consciousness and we remember those who are bodily beings. In the path of knowledge, which we are practicing now, we have the little different understanding. Before, we used to go from the body to the soul. Now we go from the soul to the body. As we create the different recipes in cooking, we collect the different basic ingredients before we start. So Baba has given us so many basic ingredients. And what we had to do is we had to put together and enjoy that remembrance. And those basic ingredients Baba has spoken to us is the stage of soul consciousness, that we are the soul. Then we have knowledge of the Supreme. We have the knowledge of where we have come from. That is a soul's world, as today in Baba's Murli it is mentioned that it is our return journey. So more and more we remember our home, we'll go home. We have expansion of the soul as related to the virtues, the power. We also know now the whole world cycle, where the cycle started, in the beginning, the middle and the end. So we have so many different ingredients. Now remembrance of Baba, which is based on love, the cement of bringing together all the ingredients is remembrance of Baba, is love. On the basis of that, we can create lot of various methods to remember Baba. But basic thing is that we had to hold on to the three things. One is me, the soul. One who we connect with. And one is the world. We are in the middle, we can say. There are three things which are eternal. And you must have heard the three words, Satya, Chit, Anand. All of you heard these three words, Satya, Chit, Anand. Right. And in these three words, three things come. One is supreme. In Hindi we call Parampurush, like it is called Paramatma. And the second is a Purush, that is a soul. And third is a nature, five element. And if we look at these three things, we'll be able to have a clear understanding of ourselves, that what role we can play the best in this world drama. All the three, God the Supreme, that is Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, the souls and the nature, all the three things, all the three are eternal, Satya. Satya means truth. Of course, the truth has many different aspects. And first aspect of the truth in this context, that is Satya Chit Anand, is eternal. Supreme Soul, Soul, and the nature, five elements, all are eternal. It cannot be destroyed nor be created. As we used to think in the path of devotion that God created us. Now we understand this is eternal. The second aspect of it, which is Chaitanya, Chaitanya, that is living. In that category, the Supreme Soul, God the Supreme, and the souls come in that category. But the nature is not conscient. But nature is called Jad, that is non-living. And the Anand, that is the last part of it, that is bliss. We can say God is blissful. The Supreme Soul is blissful. Is ever blissful, which is called Ananda. And we, as a soul, depend on bliss, on God. That means our bliss is dependent on God, or Baba. And the nature bliss is dependent on soul. So we can see ourselves, that we are in the middle. And that is why Baba do everything he does through us. He make us medium to make us pure as well as the nature. And we have the highest ability to connect with both. One side we can connect because we are souls. So we can connect with the Supreme. On the other side, we take this physical body as our chariot. We can connect with the nature, the five elements. But we need to know the right connections and right direction of energy in order to have the right remembrance of Baba. Sometimes we look at the nature. Baba says everything else in this world is creation. And Baba is the creator, but we in the creation as a soul, we are the highest creation. And that is why Baba says that you create a consciousness that you are the ancestor soul. You are the master of the whole universe. Master of all the nature. So it is important to create a particular consciousness where we can say that we have to sit on the seat before we have the proper connection and energy flow. So in that context, we can say that we as a soul, which are living beings, of course, animals are also living beings, plants are the some form of the different level of the consciousness and different level of the life. But we all have the mind and intellect and the sanskars. We can change with our own will as well as with our own effort. There are many things in the nature also is changing. But it depends on the vibrations which we create in this physical world. More vibrations we create, better vibration we create, automatically things start changing in the world. So we as a human souls have lot to do in this physical world and in this physical transformation, which we can say in this world. And we have to do the transformation in a negative way, which we have done from the Copper Age to Iron Age. And now is a time short period we had to transform from the negative to the positive, and that is where we have got the understanding of it. There are different level of consciousness we can create, and different level of stages we can say, the bodiless stage, the soul conscious stage, the seed form stage, and the stage in which we are conscious of the body, but conscious of the body in a different way. All that we can create. Baba always say that even to spin the cycle is a remembrance. Knowledge is a remembrance. So many different things Baba give us, that this is remembrance, or this is remembrance. But all that is based on how much we can turn our mind within, which we call as introvertness. Our remembrance is not based on extrovertness, but our remembrance is based on introvertness, turning within. In Hindi we call as antarmukh. That means turn your face inside. And what is introvertness, which in other word is also called silence. The introvertness or the silence is a stage in which we are engage our mind and our feeling in one positive experience or another positive experience. And it is a great creativity. You don't have to remain in one experience at all time. But one positive experience to another positive experience. You can see yourself as Baba. If you are close to Baba's remembrance, you can create so many, your Baba's crown, your Baba's hand, your Baba's feet, in so many different ways you can think of yourself. Your Sudarshan Chakradhari, different points of the self-respect you can put in yourself and remember. You are seated in the root of the tree, you are seated on the top of the tree, you are seated in the soul's world, you are seated in the subtle region as the angel, you are seated in the physical world. So many different things you can do, but main thing is one positive experience to the next positive experience. And when we talk about the turning within, introvertness, which we call as, in other word we can say the silence also, means we have the various definitions and various ways we describe the silence, which is of course the same thing, but what I understood through the different experiences which we have, the silence is acting through our inner world. In other word, we can say inside out, not outside in. Because our senses, which we have, either seeing or hearing, or speaking, or touching, or whatever senses which we have, external senses, it actually attracts us towards the world. And on the basis of that, our inner mind goes. Whatever we see, whatever we hear, on the basis of that. So everything is taking place in this inside of us, in the soul of course. Now we understand the soul. Before we did not understand the soul, yet our mind was working or it was happening in the soul. But now we understand that instead of reacting with the external world by through the senses, now through the senses, it is also we are using the senses because we are using the drishti or seeing, but we are working from inside out. That is why, that means we are using our inner world. We are in our inner world. When we come in contact with Baba's knowledge, it looks like as if we are withdrawing ourselves from many things. You know? Means so many things which we used to do before, now we do not do. So our world is as if our world is becoming smaller. Physically, our world is becoming smaller. But actually, see, it is not becoming smaller. When we work ourselves from inside outside, inside world to the outside world, it expands. It removes all our discriminations. It removes all our limitations. We don't have any limitations. Before we say, okay, I look at this person, or this person is my relations. This is my brother, or this is my sister, or this is my mother. I'm looking at those with those angles. But when we go inside of us, and we create this inside world of the soul and the souls, and all the virtues and the power, and we go in the silence and start acting through those virtues of the soul, then we can say that our world is expanding. You feel that whole universe is ours. You look at somebody and you will not find any kind of discrimination in the sense of this is this or this is this, this belong to this country, this belong to this religion. You are not going to find anything, but you will find that everything is a part of that whole universe and whole world. But we had to, in order to experience that expansion of the world, expansion of the universe, you had to go to the point. You had to go to the inside of you. You know? Like many times, say, a bomb, a small a little bomb, ball is there and it blows. And it blows into such a big expansion, big blow in sound, and big blow in the light, and big blow in the fire, the smoke around, and it starts becoming bigger and bigger, and as if it's engulfing, there's so many things inside. And so Baba always says, the soul is, you know, in Hindi we call as Atma, and bombs is called the atom, the smallest particle of the matter is called atom, and Atma is a energy, but is a different kind of energy. I was sitting one time in the silence, and it was such a beautiful experience of the expansion and expansion and expansion. And I don't know how far it become. Like as if it's engulfing this one and this one, the world, the universe, the matter, the everything, like as if it's become, take everything inside. And I was thinking that how this can be possible. Just a little, that a soul, a spark, just a little tiny a star, is taking over the whole universe. And such an unlimited feeling, with no boundaries, nothing of inside of mind was there. And I say, I said, this is what silence is, this is what expansion is, and it was a beautiful experience. So when you experience something, you can hold on to those experiences. As I was speaking in the beginning, the eternal. When one experiences the eternity of everything, the soul, the supreme soul, the matter, then fear disappears. If everything is eternal, nothing is going to be destroyed, nothing is created, but is changing just a form, one form to another form. If I am here, as if in physical way I am here, next moment I am in Pandabhava, next moment I am in Shantivan. But I am there. Whether I am in the Gyan Sarovar, or I am in the Pandabhavan, or I am in Shantivan, or I am in some other place, some other town, or some other country, but I am there. So what is the fear about? So in the same way, when we understand the eternity of the soul and of course the nature, there is no fear, because it is there, somewhere it is there. We do not even know that when the body separates from the soul and it becomes dead, physically it is called as dead, the basic element, where it goes? Can we say where it goes? We do not know. It can go in the plant, it can go in the animals, it can make the another body of a human being. In any form it can go. And we can come in contact with any, through any forms. But it is there. Main thing, it is there. The soul also, today he is here in this body, next day in the next body, next day in the next body. But one thing which we understand now, which make my life very easy and fearless, because in the path of devotion, coming from the Indian background, Hindu background, every day you have the fear, if you do this one, you will become this animal. If you do this one, you will become this animal. You will do this one. You know, so much fear was created in the mind of the soul. But now we understand with Baba's knowledge that we are going to go from one human body to another human body, either the male or the female, but not in the animal form. So even this Baba's understanding, Baba's knowledge which we have got, greatest benefit which I get is a fearlessness, because of eternity, because of experience of eternity. When I was sitting in meditation one day, I had this experience being in the soul conscious stage and being in the soul world and surrender to the idea of that soul world. I felt that nothing going to be destroyed. And all of a sudden I came out with a feeling of fearlessness, fear of death, which most of us have in the before, but we usually overcome this fear of death. And all of a sudden I felt that there's nothing like a death. The word death just as if disappeared from my intellect. And I felt that there's no death. It's just changing. Changing from one form of energy to another form. One form of the matter to the another form of matter. So Baba's knowledge can make us overcome those areas. Because fear, what is the foundation of the fear in our mind? Why the fear is created? And that fear grows and grows in so expanded form that one day we can just even fear with a mosquito flying over us. Or little cockroach flying over us. But it has to start from somewhere. And it starts from the attachment. When the souls come in contact with the nature or matter or the body, in the beginning we remain very detached, as if we are using this body as instrument, we are the actors. But slowly, when we start getting attached to the body, or connected with everything near the in the body, body, body relations and material possessions. In the beginning it looked like as if we love each other, because the basic quality of us is love. So it looked like we love each other, we are caring for each other, we concern about each other. It looked like that. But while this thing happening to us, we reach a stage where we feel we cannot do without. Do you ever feel that way? For anything. Everyone will have like different experiences. Right? That when that love and concern and caring reaches a stage where we feel I cannot stay without this. That is the point of love is turning into attachment, which we call as dependency. Love become the dependency, or we can say attachment. And that is the time the fear is born. That's the time where we say, when I cannot live without, and something which you are attached to, you create the fear of separation. If it's separate, if it go away, if a person is there, if the person will get sick, what will happen? If the person get accident, what will happen? If person die, what will happen? How am I going to stay? How am I going to live? But the world goes. We all know that everything which we are seeing in this physical world, one day it will go from our sight in our life. But basic relationship which is there from soul to soul, it can never die. It remains. Even if the body is not there, if a person is not there, that relationship will never die. That relationship will still remain. So fear is created just by attachment. And that is what it calls as craving towards something. We start craving for a person, craving for the things, and then when you start craving, that become our highest priority. That become God for us. That become like an ideal worship. Although we are not Bhagat soul, but then become the ideal worship. Because that person or that material thing is our God, because you cannot stay without. And then the birth of the fear. And that birth of the fear start growing. We don't even know what is happening inside of us. But in one birth or next birth or few births, it can just go on going. And it grows so much that for the little things people can have the fear. It's possible through the knowledge that we can overcome that. Because what is meditation? What is remembrance? What is yoga? It is a connection, it is a meeting with the Father, but at the same time, it is disconnection or separation from all the material things which we see through the physical eyes, whether human body, whether material things. So every time we sit in meditation, we are detaching ourselves from everything physical which destroys or which transforms into other things. And that is where our fear disappears. And in order to overcome the fear, of course, you have to have the yoga, meditation, in which we just disappear from everything, detach from everything. First thing which we do in meditation is detaching ourselves, withdrawing ourselves from all the things which we are seeing on the through the physical eyes or hearing through the physical ears. Because we are so attached to, we are more connected to each other so much. And then we concentrate on the soul and the quality of the soul. And taking the power from Baba, and then we create our own inside world with all the virtues and all the powers. This is my world. This morning, you know, there was a song, I was in Pandavan, that Baba's love is deepest like an ocean and the highest like the sky. So we creating our own inner world after this. And from that inner world, we are coming. And that is where our fear starts disappearing. Time to time, along with the inner practices, we had to practice something externally also. Like we are in Baba's knowledge, we follow certain discipline. How we had to eat, where we had to, our routine, we had to wake up early morning, meditation. So there are certain physical things we do, and then we do something spiritual, both together. Our thoughts, our practices of inner practice affect our actions. And our action affect our inner practices. Both affect each other. So not only we had to just do meditation or remembrance, but we also had to pay attention on a physical discipline. Something physically we had to, in order to get detached, in order to be free from the fear, we had to follow certain things. Everyone can undo how they want to do. They can make their own thoughts, own aim, own. And it can work. So yoga and action, both. Yoga and physical discipline, both had to be done together. And every one of us has to become our own teacher. And as long as we are not able to overcome our attachment to the fear, our mind cannot become peaceful. It's always remain disturbed in one way or other way. So if we had to follow certain this physical discipline, what discipline which we can follow. How we can go about in following the physical discipline along with the meditation. Both had to go side by side because one affects other, other affects the one. It has a lot of connection with the physical and the spiritual. I was experimenting on something. I said, if there is a attachment towards someone, can we remove even just so small things? It's not necessarily the big thing. You could be attached. You could be just a little, even in the habit of eating, you know, in the habit of using something, you know, particular type of things or any human being or anything. Although you have a feeling that you may not live without that, but you can live without that. And if you can make a promise to yourself that you are not going to use those things, or you are not going to come in contact with that person, just for 1 week, not much. Just for 1 week. And check yourself. If there is some kind of emergency, you can come in contact with. But if in ordinary way, you know, just ordinary, because you feel that you want to talk to that person, or you want to meet with that person, or you want to hear from that person, you have this feeling, you have this craving inside, that you had to control for 1 week. Just for 1 week, practice for 1 week. That's too difficult. And of course, attachment is sometimes two-way. It is not only on one side, but it could be two-sided. And if it is two-sided, you may be making effort not to have attachment, but other may be having attachment to you. How can you know that you have attachment and or other have attachment? Can you know that part of it? If you are attached to that person or that person is attached to you, can you know that? If other person is attached to you and remember you, definitely that person will come in your mind. Right? Because that person is remembering you, so that person remembrance, that person will come in your mind. But if you are not attached, other person is attached to you, what will you do? That person will come in your mind and all of a sudden you will just tell you to yourself that wherever you are, you know, you will have some good wishes for that person. Wherever you are, be happy. Wherever you are, be peaceful. Wherever, whatever the person is doing, just have the wishes. Wherever you are, be happy, be peaceful, be successful, be whatever it is, whatever comes in your mind at that moment. And slowly, that person attachment will going to disappear towards you. Because you are sending your good wishes towards the person. But if your attachment is there towards the person, that feeling will never let go. You will go on remembering. If that person is attached to you, it will come in your mind, and as soon as you say, be peaceful, be loveful, be successful, whatever it is you have in your mind, you will feel detached. You'll feel let go like. If your attachment is there, then you have to have more effort on yourself, that as long as that remembrance is there, or that person is remembered at particular time, after that everything come in action. A thought comes, a feeling comes, and all of a sudden you want to take the phone or call the person, or you want to meet the person, means thoughts are there, feelings are there, after feeling comes the practical. And when I'm saying the discipline for 1 week, is practical aspect of it. As soon as you get the thought, or as soon as you get the feeling, don't immediately just contact the person. Because you have made the promise for 1 week, unless until there's an emergency. If you feel that something is very important, emergency, somebody's life and the death, the question of life and death, but for ordinary thing, no. Just keep on disciplining yourself. And when you discipline yourself, a thought reads, sometimes that person will contact you. But don't react to that thought. If that person is contact, oh, I am making effort to not to contact this person, and this person is contacting me, so I don't want to talk to this person. No, then we react in a negative way. Don't react in a negative way. Just listen. And while listening, you just send a good wishes to the person. And slowly, these feelings will start disappearing. And of course we cannot disconnect ourselves with anybody. I remember one time that the Gurjar said, if you love everyone, that is love. If you love somebody more than other, that is attachment. So we have to love everyone, regardless of who they are. When we come in contact with anybody, whether we know physically or we don't know physically, we have to have that feeling of that love. Universal love, which we have learned now, that all are God's children, all are Baba's children. Although loving and non-loving, or liking and disliking, is based on our past karmas. Yeah. Sometimes you see somebody and you feel you can't take on. You don't like it. Like this person. And sometimes you feel you like so much. So much similarity, so much goodness you can start seeing, and sometimes you don't see anything. Instead of that, you start feeling the dislike towards a person. Which is, of course, based on whatever is past. But with the present knowledge and with the present consciousness of unlimited consciousness of the soul, and as Baba's children, we had to transform that. And then you will feel our world is expanding in a different way, not expanding in the way physically, you know, in the physical world. When we have one friend, two friends, three friends, more people we start knowing, more people we come in contact with, we feel that our world is expanding. You know, if we know 10 people, then we know 100 people, then we know 1,000 people, or millions of people we start knowing, or we start becoming popular through our some activities or thing. We feel very happy that, you know, world is start knowing us. But this feeling of knowing, expanding the world, is so different. Whether you come in contact with the people or whether you don't come in contact with the people, you are part of the whole universe. And it doesn't matter for you that if you know that person come in contact with, and if you don't know the person come in contact with, everyone you feel part of the whole family of the world. And that is a beauty. The same thing is happening before and now. But those things are limited and now is unlimited. That feeling is unlimited. So we had to pay attention to both our actions as well as our remembrance. Not to one. The balance of the action or physical and spiritual will be together. Then we can have the Baba's remembrance. You know, sometime Baba says, in the last, not this Sunday, but last Sunday, Murli, Baba says, every 14th, you must check your chart. You know, this Murli was of 17, it was 97, I think. 97. You remember the point? Every month on 14th, you must check your chart. And whatever chart you will be checking on that particular day will be the reflection of the whole month activities which has gone by. If we sit in Amrit Vela in the morning, and whatever stage we sit in Amrit Vela is a reflection of the day before. Whatever activities, not just a meditation, but the activities we perform, the way we think, well, what actions we perform in our life, all that reflects that when you sit in meditation. So there is a great effect of action on remembrance, and there is a great effect of remembrance. Effect of the remembrance in actions. So don't you think that we had to pay attention to both of our things? You can't be getting upset and sit in meditation and you feel that your meditation could be good. You're able to concentrate. Very good. You can't. Because that will going to affect your remembrance. I remember that one day I was, on Saturday morning, I sometimes used to go to the one center to another center. On Saturday morning, means it is after the Friday. And many of the countries, I'm not too sure all the countries, but many of the countries, Friday is a day of payment. They get payment on Fridays. So first thing the people go is they go and drink. So those Fridays, most of the time, a lot of accidents take place. You know, so when you early morning, you are traveling from at 5 o'clock. You know, you will come across, means I come across some of the most of the time some accidents. It happens. And you see something happen because you're driving for the 1 hour, 1.5 hour. So one day it was happening. I saw it. And I had a glimpse of it. And a lot of positive thought came in my mind. No? Lot of positive thought came in my mind. The first thought which came in my mind was, let there be benefits in loss, because car is damaged, somebody must be injured, somebody may be dead, I don't know what. They never go in the detail of those things, but something must have happened. Some losses must have happened there. And I was thinking that there must be the benefit in this loss. There must be some realization of something. Let's say somebody's life be transformed through this. You know, like this, I was just thinking and having a lot of good wishes while I was going. I did not have no effect, because sometimes people stop, they watch who is right, who is wrong, and if this person is wrong or that person is wrong. So many different things come and we become very judgmental while seeing the scene of the drama. But that day I was very cool, very calm, and I was having a lot of good thoughts in my mind. And then I went and I sat in meditation and read the Baba's Murli. And after Baba's Murli, means I read as usual, I did not find any difference in me as such. But when the Murli finished and everybody came to take toli, Baba's children, they come and said, "This morning Murli was some extraordinary. You read Murli every time you come, but this morning it was very different, extraordinary." I could not relate with anything. Extraordinary? Why is this extraordinary? It's so sweet, so beautiful Murli today. I said, I just read the Murli as usual. I did not do anything extra in that. So how they feel it? And then after everything finished, my day was, in the whole day, my feeling was so different. And so different. And the evening time, then I said, why all this feeling coming to me? And then I related early morning incident, which I was observing, and nothing, not even one little thought and little feeling came of judgmental or anything, but there was just benefit and benefit and benefit. And you can see that thoughts affected the whole thing, and of course action affected. So since then I started relating myself along with the thoughts, along with the meditation, along with everything. My action also had to be good. So I always link between the action and the meditation, action and the thought, action and the... because it is a link. You know, sometimes we say drama first or karma first. You know? Which one is first? Drama first or karma first? Karma is linked with the drama. In the same way, thought is linked with action. I understand that one day I was reading Baba's, I think Mama's Murli, I was reading it, it was Mama's day. And of course so many thoughts come about drama, so many understanding come in the drama. That day one special thing touched my heart. Drama and karmas. And Mama was asking, drama is first or karma is first? And in that one point which touched my intellect was, it is a drama. We write dramas, we write poems, we sing songs, but there is always something behind that, what message I want to send. And in this drama, the message which Baba is sending, Baba is giving us, that according to action, you will get the fruit of action. It's a drama, but the main message according to this drama is based on karma. That is, whatever you do, shall you reap. Whatever you do, shall be. So the last part I was saying that the message of the drama is according to the karmas. Whatever you perform, shall you reap. This morning I was reading Baba's Murli, and in that Murli Baba said that, what is vision? That to know the knowledge of the drama, past, present and the future, is called that you have the vision. Vision can be done through the two ways. One is through knowledge, through the intellect, and the second is through the... Some people, they can go in the trance. In Gita, some of you must have heard, it is written that Arjuna gets the vision of Virat Sarup. You have heard about Virat Sarup in the Murli? Manifested form of God? Right? Have you seen the picture of it? You have not seen the picture of Virat Sarup? The picture of Virat Sarup is a very simple one. If you have time, you can visit our museum in the town. Spiritual museum we have in the town. I don't know if you have any picture here. And in the second room, there is a picture of Virat Sarup. Second room, it has three pictures. One is a ladder, one side, another, as soon as you enter, the soul does not transmigrate into the animal species, then the ladder. And the other side is a picture of Vishnu. Okay? And in that picture, many times Baba says that in the path of devotion, they don't show the Brahmins and Shiva Baba. So you're going to see the picture of just Vishnu. All of you have seen the picture of Vishnu, right? With the four arms. And in that picture, on the top is some Brahmins are sitting in meditation. And on the top of it is a Shiva, Baba's light on the top, which complete everything. The creator and the creation. Okay? And in that there are five clans. One is the Brahmin clan, then the deity clan, the face, then arms are warrior clan, and then the trunk is a merchant clan, and the foot is a Shudra clan. Right? And that is, we can call as manifested form of God. Virat Sarup. Knowledge of the creator and the creation, the past, present and the future. So when Baba said today that you have the vision, Sakshatkar, vision of the past, present and the future, I was remembering what they describe in Gita, manifested form, expanded form of God. That means it's just not the knowledge of the Supreme Soul that He is point of light, He is the same size as Baba, as the soul, He lives in Paramdham. When you introduce yourself, you just don't introduce yourself just like that. You say, oh, how many brothers? If you're not married, then you say, who are your parents? And you say, this is my brother, this is my sister. I have three brothers, three sisters. Or I have my so many nephews, knees, this and that. You know, everything about the whole family structure we talk about. So here also, knowledge of the creator include the knowledge of the creation. And in that all, everything related to the soul's world, how we came from the soul's world to here, and what are the different clans we take part. So it is given in the form of four different ways the whole cycle is given to us. One is in the form of the clock, circle, chakra, so world cycle, that how the soul enter in the world, golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age. Then it is also shown in the form of the tree. From the starting from the seed, then the root, then the trunk, then the branches and things like that. It is also shown in the form of a ladder. How we come down through the ladder. Golden age, silver age, copper age, how many births we take, how many this, how many that. And then it is also shown through the Virat Sarup picture, where they have shown the different clans. In the path of devotion, means as I come from the background, whatever background I come from, we understand. In the path of devotion, there only four ages are shown. Golden, silver, copper, iron age. They never show the confluence age. Which Baba giving us such importance to the confluence age, is a diamond age, is higher than the golden age. So we are now learning that four ages plus confluence age, which is the most important age, and we are going to the confluence age. In the path of devotion, they show the four clans, and they are confused about two together. The deities and Brahmins, they are confused. Either they show the deity or they show the Brahmin. Because they show the four ages. So how five clans they can show. But now Baba is showing the five clans. Brahmins on the top, as a top knot. Then the deities. Then the warriors. Then the merchant. Then the Shudras. So everything fit in. Now. So this is a clear knowledge of the past, present and the... So four ways Baba talk about past, present and the future. One is a world cycle, one is a tree, the ladder and the Vishnu. So if you have time, please go and see. It is not labeled in English. It is labeled in Hindi. So you will not able to identify so much, but by knowing this little part of explanation, you will see this Shiv Baba, then Brahmins, and then you will see the little part of the golden color, then the silver color, then the copper color, and then iron color. There's a little darker color, and you will see the labels, but it is in Hindi. So if you see that, whenever Murli comes, you will be able to understand in a proper manner. Okay? So that is what I was feeling, that after today's Murli, this contemplation came to me, that to relate to everyone. So if you understand all that, you are Arjuna actually. You have vision of the manifested form of God. About Him, His children, and whole creation, and all the ages, and we are so fortunate to know that, that we are able to make effort for the future. Okay? Om Shanti. If you have any question, you can ask. Otherwise, it's just sit in meditation and think. Minutes meditation through commentary. It's okay? And the song, and then finish. Let us transform expansion into the seed. Let us focus ourselves in the seed form as a soul. A sparkling star. Tiny little star seated in the center of the forehead, and create our own inner world. By reminding myself my original qualities, I am a pure, peaceful energy. Loveful energy. Powerful energy. Love. full of all treasures. My closest connection is with Baba. The source of unlimited treasures. And I am continuously fed through those treasures. This is my inner world. Full of spiritual treasures. The treasures from Baba flow over me in me and I connect myself with the external world. And I start seeing the beauty of creation appreciating and filling everything with energy which I receive from Baba. Love, peace, purity, spiritual power, and this world reminds me of the Creator. More and more, I remember the Creator. More and more energy flow through my being to the creation. And I start seeing the inner beauty, deeper beauty.
asana to start seeing the beauty of our Creator. Energy which is flowing from Creator to creation through my being. Inside out. As if this whole world is expanding. Energy is reaching far and wide. In all directions. Beyond the physical senses.